6:14 is your time. Aaron Keck here with you, 97.9 The Kill. We are live and local with local music, especially live today because we are joined in the studio by two special guests. Coming up Halloween weekend, October 30th and 31st. That's a Saturday and a Sunday. Sha'Cory Hills and Cat's Cradle are coming together for a huge show to celebrate what I can attest, because I heard it earlier today, is a fantastic new album. The event is called the Horror in the Hills Halloween Party at the Sha'Cory Hills Community Art Center, featuring the Revenge of Dante High album release show. We heard one song already from Dante High's first album back in 2019. They're back for round two, headlining a weekend-long festival of Halloween and music and fun, along with Skylar Gadaz and a whole lot more on this great lineup. Camping, haunted happenings, axe throwing is what I'm hearing as well, and a whole lot more. Catscradle.com for more information and tickets. We're joined in the studio today by Ari Picker of Dante High and Skylar Gadaz. Ari, Skylar, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Aaron.
Skylar, I'm sorry I can barely see you because we put Halloween decorations up. So now this this microphone is just covered with webs.
This time of year, the veil is thin, and so I prefer any other kind of veil.
Awesome. So tell us about the show, first of all. We'll talk about the album later. How did this all come together? Who had the idea to make it a big weekend party?
Well, I just wanted to do a fun Halloween album release show, and then Sha'Cory seemed like a good place to do it, and then Dee wanted to do something, so we kind of teamed up, and Frank from the Cradle is always down to help, so it should be good. You hyped me up with your little intro there. I'm ready to go.
I'd heard Deeper Love before today, and then I got to hear the rest of the album. I'm sitting at like Weaver Street Market earlier today, just listening to the whole thing, and it's just one great song after another. Like,
yeah.
It's really, really, really good.
You really think so?
Yeah, yeah. But we were talking, like, the opening track is Neighborhood Trauma, and you're like, oh, I don't know about playing that track on the air. I'm like, that's one of my favorite songs on the album. Like, this is a great song to open up.
I need
up.
To hear people tell me this kind of stuff.
Yeah. First live show since the pandemic, or have you played already?
We played at the Cat's Cradle.
Okay.
With the Psychic Hotline.
Oh, that's right.
Party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but we only played like five songs, so it felt like kind of like a glimmer of a show.
But what's it like getting back on stage? And I imagine it had been a while.
Yeah, I mean, over a year, I guess. But yeah, no, I don't know. It felt the same. It felt good.
Awesome. So tell us about the lineup.
Well, me and my band are playing before Dante High, mm-hmm. and Charlotte Ammons is also playing.
Love her.
There's a Black Sabbath cover band. What's their name? What's the Black Sabbath?
The Hand of Doom.
The Hand of Doom.
Nice.
There's also Canine Heart Sounds is playing. There's a Cure cover band.
Awesome. Yeah. Ari is super excited about the Black Sabbath cover band. And this is like, Skylar's like, is there a Black Sabbath? He's like leaning back in his chair like, yes, there is.
Oh, they're like amazing Halloween band. I feel like Ari told me that you like called everybody that usually has a Halloween party and you're like, listen, this is the Halloween party.
Yeah.
The one to rule them all.
Is that how like the lineup came together? Like just...
I mean, I don't know. I just thought a mashup of cover acts and local bands would be great.
Yeah. But, do you think of the album as like a Halloween album? I guess a couple of songs kind of.
I do.
I know. We just had Laura King from Batfangs on like literally yesterday. She's amazing, and like their new album's coming out, and it's also like some of the songs are kind of Halloween themed too. So like,
goth.
It's 80s goth metal. It's awesome. So
I like it. I want to hear.
It's the reason for the season. So speaking with Ari Picker and Skylar Gadaz again, Dante High is coming out with a new album, tentatively titled Dante High 2.
Dante High 2.
Now and it's a live microphone, so now that's what it is. Yeah, it has to be.
You heard Dante. It here first.
Well, let's hear a song off of it. Let's play Deeper Love, the opening, the not the opening track, but like the lead single.
Sure.
Set this one up for us, because I love this song. I think this is great.
You're on a dark road. It's nighttime. It's raining. There's thunder. You drive past a church. The bell tolls.
And that's it. Well, here it is. Deeper Love by Dante High on 97.9 The Hill, lead single off the brand new album, Dante High 2. Deeper Love there by Dante High, lead single off the new album Dante High 2. I love that song so much.
Cool, man. I was
listening to it. Like I was mentioned, I was listening to the album, and like in between every song, it's like, I want to hear Deeper Love again. Let's go back and listen to that. I have to ask, is that an audio clip from Batman?
Yes.
Yes.
You.
I knew it.
You win. I've been waiting for somebody.
Was I the first one?
You're the first one.
Nice.
To say it.
Wait, I don't. Which one? Which
It's in the break. It's. Are you? Is it you and Kim Basinger like talking over each other? Is that how it goes?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You found the Easter egg. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. That makes my day.
I love that movie. That's I just want to know. We're going to try to love each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like that, but he's out there right now, and I got to go to work.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, we got more from Dante High, Ari Picker, Skylar Gadaz. We'll talk more about the show, about the album, about Skylar's new album, which is in the works as well, correct?
Yes. It's hinting a little bit at it.
Is it done?
Pretty much.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to come back and talk about all of that and more when we come back on Live and Local. Stay with us. More on Horror in the Hills after this. 6:27, your time. Aaron Keck here with you, 97.9 The Hill, here in the studio live with Skylar Gadaz and Ari Picker of Dante High. They are both going to be performing at a huge Halloween show at Shikori Hills on Halloween weekend. Cue the air horns. October 30th and 31st at the Shikori Hills Community Arts Center, the Horror in the Hills Halloween party put on in conjunction with Cat's Cradle, and you can get tickets online at the Cradle's website, which is catscradle.com. So we've talked about the show. We haven't really talked about the album. How did it all come together?
Oh, well, I was just going to say about the show. We're going to have tarot card readers and like horror movies, and there's camping and axe throwing and all that kind of stuff. So it should be a really good Halloween party.
Who planned the whole thing? Like, did you just leave it in Shikori's hands, or did you plan the whole thing, or how?
Me and my friends in Shikori.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I don't know. It's just the Halloween party I always wanted.
Yeah. You get to play with all of Shikori too, which is fantastic.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. It's a spooky place at night, so
yeah,
it's a naturally,
Yeah.
Wonderful setting. But anyway, the record.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, just you past few years of songwriting and I guess the pandemic was weird. So lots of lonely pandemic times.
Right, right.
I got a studio called Goth Construction Studio out in Pittsburgh. So it's all just kind of there and I can just go for it.
Who inspires you?
Who inspires me?
Yeah. So you've been in a bunch of different projects, and it's a different vibe every time. So who inspires Dante High?
Skylar, you inspire me.
Ari inspires me.
I'll just leave and come back.
I always think Misfits, Huey Lewis, some Depeche Mode.
All right.
Peter Gabriel.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know, rock and roll.
Love it. Where'd the name come from?
That's a long story.
Okay.
Do we have time for a long story?
Yeah. Is it 45 minutes?
There's a half an hour left in the hour.
I had a buddy that drove off a bridge in a car and died.
Oh,
I was thinking, I don't know, he just kind of encapsulated the darker times of high school for
me.
And so I wanted to name it after him, but then I was like, that would be weird. So then I found names that I was just like, oh, this fits. And
all right.
And then it kind of turned into this, it could be a name of a person or Hell High School, Dante Inferno. So.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking with Ari Picker, Dante High, the band,
story.
Dante High 2, the album
long.
Coming
not
out.
Too long.
Yeah, not too long. That was a quick story. Yeah. Skylar Gadaz also with us, and you've got a new album in the works too. Tell us about that.
I do. During the pandemic, I was like, I put out a record in April 2020. And then I was like, I'll probably never play music again. So then I was writing a lot, but not songs. I was taking a break from music. Mm-hmm. But then I found a guitar in my closet that belonged to my brother. And the guitar had a bunch of songs in it. And it told me what the name of the record was going to be. And then I wrote a bunch of songs really quickly, and I was like, all right, I'm going to demo these, which is what I always do when I want to make a record. I'll just tell myself it's demos. And then then we made a record.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
I didn't know guitar taught you all those songs.
It taught me, like, the guitar songs.
I love it. People always ask, like, how did you write these songs or where did you write these songs? And I'm always like, I was just in the room and they showed up.
And they showed up, right? Yeah.
So I like your answers.
How long, like, I forgot the album came out in April of last year. Like, that was right at the beginning.
This year has been 17 years long.
Interminable, yeah. How long was it before you actually had a chance to, like, get on stage and play them in front of people?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's not true. I did like a little bit of touring, but I had like the first full band show with Duke Performances at the Tobacco Campus like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And yeah, it felt great.
Yeah. What was the audience reaction like?
Oh, it was so wonderful. Everybody's just like so happy to like be in
out
public space with each other and like listening to music, and they're very, very nice.
Awesome.
You
again,
play Femme Fatale. Can we add Femme Fatale
Do we have Femme Fatale?
Do you?
I've got like five
it's
songs off
cinema.
Of the Yeah, I've got like five songs off
sent
of the
it
album.
To you. Dude,
I just saw NSYNC.
I do have Femme Fatale. There it is.
You saw NSYNC?
I saw NSYNC when he was typing
the Christmas album?
Oh,
I hope so too. It's one of my
favorites. No, because I typed in SY instead of SKY and NSYNC pops up. Yes, it's Christmas music.
Were you NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
Me?
Backstreet Boys, totally.
Oh, I was NSYNC.
You were NSYNC. I think I was New Kids on the Block.
NSYNC was,
Cooler.
I had older friends. they were both good. They both had their moments.
Yeah, as an adult, I can look back and say they were both great.
At the time, it was heavy competition. Yeah. All right, we'll get Femme Fatale later. Let's get one more song off of Dante High 2. This is going to be Victim of Victim.
Victims of Victims. And
Victims
this is
of Victims.
Premiere. I don't think anybody's ever heard
this
song.
Oh, my God. This
we're playing it
premiere.
For the first time.
This is the premiere.
Nice. All right, well, here it is. Dante High off of the brand new album, Victims of Victims, on 97.9 The Hill. We'll be right back. Victims of Victims, Dante High there off the brand new album. We got a little bit more from Ari Picker of Dante High and Skylar Gadaz when we come back as Live and Local continues after this. 6:38, your time. Aaron Keck here with you, 97.9 The Hill, live and local tonight with Dante High. Ari Picker here in the studio. The new album, Dante High 2, coming out soon. We've also got Skylar Gadaz here in the studio, both of them co-headlining a huge concert event Halloween weekend at Chicory Hills, the Horror in the Hills Halloween Party, Saturday and Sunday, October 30th and 31st. It's going to be so much fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Hell yeah.
Y'all are having so much fun, like, just talking about it. It's going to be so much fun to be there.
Dante I is always like, has a, there's, like, kind of a costume element.
You gotta
is
wear
that correct?
Costume, yeah.
So, but are you going to be, like,
extra
something
costume?
Else? An extra costume?
Dante High wearing a costume.
Or is it a secret?
I think it's a secret to me as well.
I was going to say.
I swear we will dress up and put on a good show. I'm ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, awesome. I've heard about some wild costumes already.
Yeah.
We've been talking about dropping from a helicopter.
I like it.
A very small helicopter.
That very small. Like Spinal Tap Stonehenge size helicopter or it's like everyone hanging off the side of the... So other things that people need to know, like people wanted to go, what do they need to know? Yeah, camping, right?
Camping, you can get a camping pass. And then also, I feel like Sunday, there's music, a lot of music on Saturday night. And then there's also going to be music like on Sunday and a lot of like family activities as well.
Yeah, Saturday nights for, you know, the grown-up kids, and then Sunday is going to be for the grown-ups' kids.
Nice. I like it. I like it. So who's playing when? Do you know that yet? Or
Go ahead.
Most people are Saturday night. Josh Kimbrough and Mixtape Grab Bag are Sunday.
And Sengoku
are Sunday.
Okay. So Josh Kimbrough's awesome. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Very cool.
Get folky in the cornfield with Josh.
I love it. Again, catscradle.com is the website. Go there and find out more information and get tickets. And the album will be out that weekend. Is that the...
I think I'm going to drop it on Monday.
Okay.
And so if you're following the Instagram, you'll be able to figure it out from there. And then I'm going to kind of slowly pump it up throughout the fall, I think. So
nice. Other upcoming stuff, shows beyond this, or...
This is the show that will end all shows. There are no more shows after this show.
I like it. So go to this one then.
Yeah.
It's your last chance. This is it. Yeah.
Any live show.
The whole like November lineup on the Cradle's website is just lies all the way down.
Yeah.
Nothing but lies. Again, it's the Horror in the Hills Halloween Party, Friday and Saturday, the 30th and 31st. Dante High, Sherlett Ammon, Skylar Gadaz, Josh Kimbrough, Mixtape Grab Bag, the list goes on and on. It's a fantastic lineup. Camping, fun for the whole family, axe throwing, tarot card readings. I'm doing this off the top of my head.
I love family-friendly axe throwing.
Family-friendly axe throwing, of course. Is there any better kind? And again, catscradle.com is the website. We're gonna wrap up, and I want to wrap up at playing a Skylar Gadaz song. So this one's off of Cinema, the most recent album. Right?
It is, yeah. And Ari mixed this song
Oh, nice.
At Goth Construction and helped bring it into the world.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Off of the 2020 album Cinema, Skylar Gadaz here with Femme Fatale on 97.9 The Hill.
Ain't you heard that, babe, I'm troubled, and I've been looking for you, oh, trouble's coming for you day and night. You can blame it on the stars, you can tell it to the moon, baby.
Gallagher there off of last year's album, Cinema Femme Fatale. New album coming out at a date to be determined. We got to have you back in the studio when that happens.
Absolutely.
100%.
First place I'll come back to.
Nice. Again, the show, the Halloween weekend, is the Horror in the Hills Halloween Party. Skylar Gadaz will be there. Sherlett Ammons, Josh Kimbrough, Mixtape Grab Bag, and a whole lot more. And, of course, it's all to celebrate the release of Dante High's new album. They will be there as well, celebrating Halloween with a huge, huge party at Shakori Hills. Catscradle.com for tickets and more information. Ari Picker, Skylar Gadaz, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. I just want to shout out to my daughter, Annabelle.
Hey, Annabelle.
Hey, Annabelle.